Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us this Wednesday morning on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and in just a moment, well, at the commercial break, we will be joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, who will be leading today's men-only discussion, and we'll be talking about why do men have an aversion to marriage. And we're going to address some issues, such as perhaps the painful divorces that happen as a result of a legal system that seeks to get paid, especially when there is so much conflict that the married couple can't even talk to each other. And this is often exploited in our court system. Cases are dragged out on and on and on and on because the longer it takes to resolve, the more you pay your lawyers. And their intention is not to save your marriage. Their intention is to get paid. So we have to take a look at what our family life is producing and what message have we sent to our children when they watch these battles that are so vicious and so painful that many times they choose to not enter into an institution at all. Many men and women have said, you know, I just want a loving relationship. I don't want to get legally married again. And Susan Lutzer says, I'm female and I have a marriage aversion. We'll talk about that. In fact, call in 515-605-9325. Now, we're going to have a conversation on a separate line as we listen to what men say their aversion is. And many women are feeling the same way. We have to look at the history of marriage You know, it used to be about owning a person, owning a woman's body. And you even have many cultures around the world where that's still the concept. It was just maybe a few decades ago that women were even able to charge their husbands with rape, because the idea was your body belongs to him. He can do whatever he wants. So many women have been through some very ugly situations, and they don't want to get married either. So what is it about that institution that needs to be changed so that we are not brutalizing each other, so that we are not treating each other like property? I own the rights to your emotions. I own the rights to your body. I own everything you have, and if you try to pull away from me, I'm going to take you for everything you have. I'm going to make you pay if you change your mind and decide you love someone else or want to do something else with your life. I'm going to make you suffer. Well, relationships should be based on your own free will. And if you choose to take your life in a different direction, if there's going to be a parting of ways, you know, maybe the two of you got together and the strength of your marriage was your religious affiliation, and maybe you had a conversion to something else, which is a whole different lifestyle. Well, you know, okay, if that's the case, you should be able to part amicably without taking each other to the cleaners when you go to court, trying to make each other pay for whatever damages. Or let's say maybe you all got together and maybe you were in a business together and you both had the same interest, and then one of you developed a different interest, so you no longer had that in common that didn't hold you together, and so maybe it was best for the marriage to end. Well, if that's the case, still you should be able to part amicably. Even when there are children involved, you should be able to co-parent. And yet we haven't been able to work that out. And we have a lot of couples that now it's just, you know, my baby's mama, my baby's daddy. You have children together, but there's nothing that defines your responsibilities, your rights, the children's rights. And so we have a society that is disorganized. But some people say, look, I am more at peace with my unmarried partner, and we have more harmony than I had with that person who had that legal document and held it over my head all the time and made me feel like I was chained to them. Now I'm free to love, and I'm free to leave if I want to, but I'm choosing to stay because I'm not bound to stay. We need to perhaps redefine how we're going to create families, and how we're going to remove the legal system from being the hammer over which we beat the head of a spouse if they try to leave the relationship. We want people to treat each other fairly, but they need to treat each other fairly because they want to be fair, not because they're afraid of having to pay money to a lawyer or lose their home or their car or the dog or whatever the case may be when you sue each other in divorce court. So we want to talk about that and definitely change some of the thinking, even as we have raised our daughters. And in the past, the idea was a woman had to be taken care of, and so she was constantly really gold digging, looking for somebody wealthy and all of that. Well, you know, and if she married somebody she loved that didn't have the wealth, and her family often treated her like she had failed. Oh, you married this poor guy, but I love him, but he's poor. Okay, well, is love based on a dollar figure, or is it based on compatibility and a desire to be companions? And even men have learned how to be gold diggers. And when that is the incentive given, you know, marry money, well, do we need to keep doing that? Everybody has the ability to go to school, to gain skills, to create their own income and wealth. So that shouldn't be the focus, or should it? Are many of our attitudes outdated? we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about this. And then at the 7:30 break, we're going to hear a men-only discussion. And men, we want you to call in and participate, 515-605-9891. We'll put that number on the screen for you. And women, call in at 515-605-9325. We're going to have a conversation during the break times and observe what we heard. And maybe there are some of you who feel like, look, I'm female. I don't want another husband. That was hell trying to get out of what I had. Or I don't want one, period, because I've seen what my friends went through. I've seen what my parents went through. I just want to love life, and if I love someone, that's who I love, and I'm not going to worry about a label, and I'm fine with whatever happens after he dies, I die, whatever. I just want to live. Maybe some people feel that way. Or maybe people feel like, look, I have gained my wealth myself. I don't want somebody coming in and marrying me and then taking everything that I worked for just because they got some legal papers. People feel that way as well. But we'll talk about that when we come back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Women, call in. Men, we want you to call in and talk to our co-host, Kareem Hamid, as he leads this men-only discussion at 515-605-9891. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in just a moment. So stay with us. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Toussaint Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Toussaint Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Toussaint Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Toussaint Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Barbara. Oprah.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and today is our men-only discussion. We are talking about the aversion to marriage. Well, we've had one of our Facebook friends say she's female and she's got an aversion to marriage as well. And sometimes marriage is so painful, and the process of getting out of it is a nightmare. The legal system has made it so that people cannot make their own personal family decisions, and as a result of that, some just decide they don't want a legal marriage at all. But we have to take a look at the institution itself. Is it really serving us, and does it need to be revamped, redefined, restructured? We do need to be able to form families. And we need to be able to have a safe place to raise children. But the children coming out of our homes lets us know something happening in our homes that shouldn't be. Children are coming out of our homes with so much trauma and dysfunction. So simply getting married doesn't guarantee that your child is going to have a healthy upbringing. You have to have people that are emotionally healthy and well themselves. And when we marry for the wrong reasons, we often end up with the wrong result. The wrong reason being money, status, looks. I mean, those might be some incentives, but they definitely are not healthy reasons to come into a family if you don't have some basic compatibilities and some basic training on how to function within a family. Where is the training, the teaching, the guidance on how to be a spouse? In the past, the idea was submit to your husband, and we have a whole lot of belief systems that still say that. Women, submit to your husbands. So men say, well, women aren't submissive enough. Well, what do you need a grown person submitting to you for? What's the matter with you? I'm sorry. If you have two adults, you need to know how to be a partner. If you have a friend, you don't have your friend submitting to you and doing whatever you tell them to do as if they don't have a mind of their own. Your friendship is based on mutual respect. So shouldn't a marriage, which is a partnership, be based on mutual respect? Now, you know, you're going to have some people possibly quote some various scriptures and various belief systems, but, you know, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. That's not working. You know why? Because we have evolved. We have evolved as a human family. We've evolved as a species of human beings, in which both male and female are acquiring skills. And the skills that they acquire sometimes are the same skills, sometimes are differing skills. But in the economy that we have created as a human collective, much of the work that both male and female are required to do are in addition to the in-home work of caring for children and maintaining a home. So the requirement now is that both parties learn additional skills in terms of the inside work and the outside work. That is the new cultural requirement. So that means we've got to make some adjustments in terms of our belief system. And that means we have to change some attitudes, some behaviors, and some preparations. We have to know how to be a loving partner, an equal partner, and friend to someone of the opposite sex. When we change the idea of a woman submitting to her husband, we didn't change the expectation of the men, nor did we teach the different attitude that comes with seeing someone of the opposite sex as your equal. Now, we've seen some very good marriages, and most of the time, those long-lasting, lifelong marriages, the people will say, oh, well, this was my best friend. This was my dance partner. This was my card-playing buddy. This is my friend. I enjoyed my companionship. I loved being with them. This was not the maid or the servant that I ordered around and beat if she didn't do what I said. That was not the relationship that made it happy for both people. What made it happy for both people was the joy they had in being with each other. So when you give a standard and an expectation to one party and you don't give it to the other party, you're going to have some conflicts. And not to just beat up on the men, because you've got women who've got the same attitude, well, he should be able to take care of me. So I'm looking for a paycheck. And then if he loses that paycheck, I'm gone. Well, that's kind of selfish, especially if you might be, and many times it is, the woman might be earning more than the man. But if you have a partnership in which yours and mine is now ours, then nobody's counting, oh, well, I made more this month, or you made more last month, or, you know, you owe me more, whatever. Nobody does that. In a real partnership where you truly are sharing everything and nobody's evaluating your worth based on the dollar figure. Well, I make more money, therefore I'm the boss. I do it. You do what I tell you, or I can put you out in my house. That has happened. And many men in those relationships will say, I don't want to be in a relationship with a woman who makes more money than me, because if she gets mad, she can put me out of the house. Well, that's a painful thing and very humiliating thing that some men have experienced. And even in divorce cases, when the courts award the woman the house, well, then what happens? There have been some men who've ended up homeless after, I guess you could say losing a divorce case, because you feel like it's a loss if you lose your property, if you're the one that has to leave the home. So things that have been done by the legal system have made it painful for couples to embark on a legal arrangement. Because if there is a disagreement and the family, and most families are not equipped to counsel or advise, if the family can't help resolve it and they have to go to family court, usually lawyers will look to get paid for as long as possible in drawing out a very painful conflict. And at the end, everybody has lost. The husband, the wife, and if there are any children involved, the children. So anybody living through that will say, I do not want to get married ever again. It's an unfortunate situation we have created, because marriage is a financial foundation for generational wealth. So once there's a split, that generational wealth tends not to get passed down. And so the next generation has to start all over from scratch. That's not a good thing to have keep happening, but it does happen. So we want to take a look at that and talk about some of the ways we may need to revamp the institution of marriage. Now, men, we want you to call in 515-605-9891. That number's on the screen if you're on our Facebook page, the Female Solution Facebook page, 515-605-9891. And we want you to press 1, and we'll be talking to our co-host, Kareem Hamid, who'll be coming on after the 7:30 break with our guests. And we are so looking forward to this because it's time for us to make some changes in the institution of marriage so that we can move forward and not backwards. We don't need to go back to the way it was. The way it was really wasn't working. That's why it's not working now. The way it was based on an old economy, an old cultural standard, an old belief system, an old teaching that does not fit today's reality. We are evolving as a human species, as a family, as beings who are understanding respect for all life and the responsibility that comes when you create life. And so many of our problems are based on the extreme involvement of legal systems and government systems in what should be family business, but so many families are so dysfunctional, there has to be some outside entity to protect the interests of the children many times. You have children that are abused in families. Who speaks up for them? And many of us know families or even come from families where there's patterns of abuse and no one will speak of it. Because the teaching is, don't tell the family business. So you have traumatized children keeping silent about one of the parents or both that might be abusing them. So who looks out for the interests of those children in those cases? But you have to have some structure that protects the rights of the people within a community, within a nation. But the real first unit of government must be the family. So how do you structure a family in a way that protects the rights of all its members? You have to have a teaching, a philosophy that prepares people for family life. And you have to have some rules of behavior. But they don't work if they're not based on respect for all. They don't work in the long run because they're out of alignment with spiritual law, which is respect for all life. So how do we change the institution? Not going back to the way it was. And you have a lot of people who I'm thinking, well, you know, if we get women back in the kitchen where they're cooking and sewing and the men out working in the fields or whatever jobs they're working and then everything will be fine. Well, that was a day in the past when women did not have formal education and other outside skills to share with the society. Now they do. So that means both men and women need to be able to learn how to share homemaking skills, and if they're both working outside the home, then they need to be both responsible for the household management, the management of the budget and the spending, and whichever party is best at bookkeeping needs to be responsible, not necessarily the male or the female, because it just depends on which one has the skill. But definitely there needs to be some training on how to function in a family. And Zelda says, I had marriage aversion until I met my husband, Tony. Our thoughts attract the mate of whatever level of vibrations exists within us. That's a powerful thought. Because you do attract what is inside of you. And if you're negative, you're going to attract negativity. If you're positive, you're going to attract positivity. And if you're loving and kind, you're going to attract loving kindness. So it's all a matter of what is inside of you and how you have been conditioned to think about the opposite sex. And Susan says, well, this marriage-averted female has to log off. But thank you, Susan, for sharing your thoughts, and there are thoughts that are shared by many. And often, you don't really want to be involved in marriage until you find somebody that you feel like, you know, I can trust you. I can trust you with my life, because that's really what it comes down to. I can trust you with my life. And if we find that person that we can trust, then we might consider marriage, even if we've had a bad experience before. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back with our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And we are looking forward to a men-only discussion. Again, men, call in 515-605-9891. Women, if you'd like to add your comment, you can add it on Facebook Live or on the Female Solution, or you can call in 515-605-9325, and we'll have a conversation during the breaks, and we'll be right back after this break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325. 888-253-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Beata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back. You are listening to and watching The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And let's see if we are ready with our co-host. We are joined with American Muslim 360 Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays. And this is during the month of Ramadan, still being celebrated, and every morning on American Muslim 360 during this month. They are doing a Quranic reading, a recitation, and a discussion of the scriptures. And so that ends at about 7:30. So we want to give them time to come back to the program. And in the meantime, of course, we want men to get ready to call in at 515-605-9891 and be a part of this discussion. We've asked the question, why do men have an aversion to marriage? Is it from painful divorces? And one of our guests will be Dr. Ron Ford of the show Ask Dr. Ron. And he has done a number of programs on marriage and relationships. And, you know, this is something to take a look at because our children are coming out of homes that have various levels of dysfunction. And we can't expect someone to correct a problem that starts in the home. We've got to correct the home. But simply being married doesn't make a relationship work because there are many very dysfunctional marriages, which is the reason why so many people don't want to get married. So you do have to have people who are ready for a relationship with someone that reflects values of compassion, forgiveness, respect. These are values that we have to have, and if we don't have these values, we can't teach them, and we can't have our children project them out into the world. So now we've got relationships where people just basically use each other, and the current divorce rate is upwards to 70% in the United States, and for many couples, marriage is not even an option. Terms like baby mama or baby daddy are commonly accepted as designation of a parent of one child, of one's child, who is not one's spouse. And men might have a girlfriend plus a side chick, and women might have a number of men that they're playing, you know, they want to be players just like the men, and they're untrusting enough to settle into a committed relationship. And the issue is trust, because a lot of trust gets violated. And Susan says, that's why people get pets. Yeah, a dog will be loyal to you forever. Can't say that for a man, you know, or a woman, because, you know, men might get their dead pet dog or cat too, you know, or a bird, and feel like, look, I got a companion, that's fine. You know, we look at what we learn about each other. And in one of our men-only discussions, we heard the men talk about the fact that they were kind of taught to hunt women like, you know, prey. And this is part of the cultural distortion that we really have to look at what has created the distrust and how that distrust features in the current situation.
A lot has been written about that.
And so now we're going to come to our co-host.
And the only requirement is honesty and truthfulness in whatever subject matter that we bring and we should share with each other. The subject matter today is a very vital, very important, or very critical subject matter. We have noticed an aversion to the sacred bonds of marriage, an aversion through the sacred bond of marriage. It has come to light that it is not just the male that has an aversion to marriage. Not just the male. We're also aware of that the female also have stated that they have an aversion to marriage. So we want to discuss this important topic on the female solution. Let me see if this is Naima with us. Hold on, please. Or this may be one of our guests. We'll see. Here, code 313879. Assalamu alaikum.
Islam, brother. This is Luqman.
Wait, if you can hold on. Hold on, please. Hold on.
Okay. Yes, you know you got me. I'm holding on.
Yes, just hold on to the rope extended to you. I want to give a formal introduction to broadcast the female solution hosted by our beloved sister Naima Latif and yours truly, Kareem Hamid. This is the introduction. Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting the female solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum. So, alhamdulillah, that is the promo for the female solution. And I want to now play another public service announcement that I think is pertinent and connected with the female solution, which is most valuable. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a moment.
And now, an important message from the conveners of Imams, associated with the community of Imam Waris Deen Muhammad.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, and I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very heart of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as a broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses that helps us to see and understand an even deeper and systemic, long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society. From the stockroom to the boardroom. You see, real change, though, is to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement in which we say no more. You must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your man and other accounts. Hold workshops in your community, inviting experts to learn more. And talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? This has been a public service message from CWSC and M360. Peace and blessings. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah, that is the voice of our beloved Imam Bashir Ali, Midwest Regional Convener of Imams. I see we have our host.
Unmuted.
Assalamu alaikum, Naima Latif. I've opened your mic. When you're ready, you can we can be
yes.
This wonderful session.
Yes, wa alaikum assalam. We have been with our listeners for the last 45 minutes, awaiting your coming. And, of course, I explained during this month of Ramadan that AM360 is during the morning Quranic recitation. But you do have one of our guests on the line who's been listening in on your switchboard, Dr. Ron Ford, who is host of the show, Ask Dr. Ron, and he's joining us today, and Dr. Ron, please press 1 so that the host can see your number on the switchboard. And one of the things that he has talked about on his shows often is relationships and marriage, and we're looking forward to some interesting conversation. We've been talking to the listeners and viewers, and we had a couple of women who did, in fact, say, yeah, I'm a female, and I got an aversion to marriage, and one who said, I had an aversion until I met my current husband, and now, of course, I am all for marriage because I have a happy marriage. But it is an issue, and we talked about things like changing the meaning of marriage, which used to be a man owning a woman's body, you know, and owning her as a piece of property. Fix the problem. We have to first redefine it. And there are those who are listening online, and, of course, men, if you are listening in, to make it easier, please call 515-605-9891. That way, and you can press 1, and that way our host for the day, Kareem Hamid, can open your mic directly. Again, that's 515-605-9891 for the AM360 switchboard. And you have Dr. Ron Ford on and your other panelists today. And we will be quiet and listen in, and we'll be ready to take a break in about 8 minutes, of course. So remember the commercial breaks at 8 o'clock and 8:30. In the meantime, we'll be listening in to hear the men's point of view as to why there is an aversion to marriage, and how do we deal with these painful divorces that make us not even want to try to get into the institution anymore.
Yes, Naima, if you would press 1 on your phone, that will, I can, I'm able to keep up with your call line. That would help greatly.
Are you able to see the 1?
Have you pressed the 1?
Yes, I have.
No, I don't see the 1. That's all right. I'll
see 12849. I might need to.
Yes, ma'am.
But if so,
well, no. Well, it's I see it clearly. I'll just I have that number written down. That way, I'll keep up with your mic, inshallah. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
you say
in case I have to switch phones, I'll text you. So make sure you read your text messages. Or if I get a call on the line, then I'll also text you.
Well, if you would just, I'm going to be, you know how these things work. My eyes will not be specific on texting.
Okay.
I'll try to refer back to it. But
okay, I'll try.
Right,
I'm trying not to butt in.
Yeah, we're not.
but I may have to if that's easier.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, praise be to Allah. That is easier. Just say, you know, Kareem, we have a guest here, you know, and you can operate from that end. That
okay.
Keeps down a lot of confusion.
Make life simple.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. We have about 7 minutes before we shall go to the commercial break, public service announcement. But for those of you that are with us at this time, I have an important message that I believe all of us should hear. I play this message every time we assemble as men to have pertinent conversation. This is a message and an address delivered by Dr. Martin Luther King. We ask that you listen up, and maybe this will set the independent tone that we need to address our concerns and independent solutions. So I bring you now the voice of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. May Allah grant him the highest station in the paradise. Wait a minute. I'm not quite ready for that. I thought it would be coming through, but it's not. Let me set up my exterior speakers just a few moments, and we shall hear this wonderful message. You know, they're always trying to portray Dr. King as just as a dreamer, you know, just having a dream and all of that. But he was more than just a dreamer. He was a wonderful moral leader that the world lost. Okay, we shall begin the address once again, inshallah.
Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and beautiful.
Alhamdulillah, part of that was they have removed part of it. There's a statement that he makes prior to this speech. He said, I come here to plead with you tonight. I come here to plead with you tonight. And the gist of his statement is that no one can declare your humanity and your independence and your freedom. No government document can guarantee that. He says to us, you have to have the courage to reach down into your soul and assert your self-asserted manhood and write your own document of emancipation, proclamation. He goes on to say, no one can do this for us. No one can do this for us. So with that in light, praise be to Allah.
I can play that for you. I think I got the whole thing here.
Believe in yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Please do.
Somebody. I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. The Negro is to be free. He must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-asserted manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
There it is.
Dr. King.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, the point to be made is that no one can do this for us. We're not looking for a savior outside of ourselves. The savior is within each and every last one of us. No one can do what needs to be done for us but us. And as males, like it or not, and anyone that have any problem with this statement, please be, do your homework. The male is to be the leader. Let me say that. He's to be the leader. So he is an essential part of the community, an essential part of the family. And when you emasculate the leadership, we see the results that we are witnessing now, a breakdown of the family, breakdown of the sacred bonds of marriage, breakdown of the community. Alhamdulillah. I want to ask, I have invited two guests, Imam Delacy Omar Phillips, if you are with us, please press one on your phone. Praise be to Allah, so you are here. Imam Sahir Beya, if you are with us, please press one on your phone, and inshallah, I will unmute your mic. Imam Sahir Beya. I have Dr. Ron Forrest. I see that he is present with us, and we look forward to your commentary. Imam Delacy, yes, praise be to Allah. Okay. All right, we are, let me check with my host and see if we are prepared to stop for a commercial break.
Yes, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, if you can have your guests, when they speak, to spell their name, and I'll make sure I put it up on the screen here as they're speaking.
Alhamdulillah.
So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back in about 2 minutes, so stay with us.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. you bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325 to share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Our discussion today is being hosted by Kareem Hamid, he's on the line with our American Muslim 360 family.
Let's hear our guest today.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I see we have, I believe this is Imam Sahir Beya. Would you press one on your phone, Imam Sahir? That will help me keep up with your number. Oh, press one on your phone. Okay. Oh, that's okay. If it's not operating, I'll have your number written down. We have with us, names, so you can write down their name and keep track of them. Imam Sahir Beya of St. Louis, Missouri. Let me open up. Is there any more information that you might need from him?
Okay, that's spelled S A H I R.
Yes, B E Y A H.
And he's from St. Louis, you say?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
All right, I
okay. Do you have another guest here, Imam D. Lacy, D E L A. C-I-E, Umma, U-M-M-A, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. And you already have Dr. Ron Forrest. He's here on the AMC studio board.
And that was Imam DeLacy, D-E-L-A-C-I-E, Phillips?
Yeah.
P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. And he's from where?
Yes.
And where's he from?
Florida. I'm not sure what city, Let me open up his mic. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Alayhi.
Well, alaikum assalam, peace and blessings to everyone. It's Melbourne, Florida. Melbourne, like Australia, but Florida.
Melbourne, Florida. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Since your mic is already open, Imam D. Lacey, you have been apprised of what the subject matter is, the aversion to the sacred bonds of marriage. If you could speak on that, and inshallah give some insights and advice toward a solution for eradicating the aversion to the sacred bond of marriage, if you we would greatly appreciate hearing from you. We
yes,
have
sir.
Two more guests on the line, so let's be conscious of time. Praise to Allah.
Yes. In God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. I've recently, by the way, lost a wife of 43 years. Myself, and I'm looking at the challenges of getting married again, et cetera, and I'm cautiously looking at those challenges and questioning the reasons why myself, because one thing I have like a sight impediment and elderly, but I feel that need for companionship. So I will start right there with my analysis. What I'm thinking, I don't want to get married just because I need to get married for someone to help me do things. If I get married, I want to make sure I'm married someone I'm compatible with, who will help me do things, but I'm also a business person. So I'm thinking that, I want to have someone compatible with, at least business-minded or willing to learn business or participate in it, because I'm supervising two companies. So that's important for me to have a mate who I'm compatible with. I think above all, I want her to be a God-fearing person, too. So, I'm looking at these standards, and I'm willing to compromise on all of them except the one of a God-fearing person. And I would say when I was looking to get married years and years ago, I had a minimum standard. I wanted to find someone trustworthy, and truthful. So, I think these are some reasons why people get married or don't get married. They've had bad experiences with mates, some abusive relationships, and some probably on both sides, because I've heard of women abusers as well, and I think I know one or two that if you were to be married with them, you might get beat up, So it's both sides. Abuse is one problem, I think. Compatibility is another. And the general attitude in the society where you see the emphasis put on I and not me. I'm a Muslim as well, but in our circle, that's a highly sacred principle that we have to strive for to complete person's persona, of the person, of the individual, because our Creator has ordained that we work as a team, the male and the female. And I think that that idea has been avoided in the society by the those who would like to keep the people divided. And I'll stop right there with those few comments, and I'll may have some more later to say about it.
All right. Thank you, Tanasi. Alhamdulillah, thank you for your thoughtful reflections. Praise be to Allah. I want to now move to Dr. Ron Forrest and give him the greetings of peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Dr. Ron Forrest, the subject matter is the aversion to marriage. What is your reflections on that, my beloved brother?
First of all, thank you for inviting me to be on the show. I have been listening to some of the comments that have been coming forward. And the first thing that I want to say about this topic is that in 2022, the day and the time that we are in, marriage doesn't have the same definition that it might have had 50 or 60 years ago. The definition of marriage today, you know, has been perverted. And when I can give an example of that, in the media, we have been analyzing and looking over, the Will Smith and Jada Smith scenario. And we understand that there is a great deal conflict in their marriage. And that's a celebrity marriage, so it's under a microscope constantly all the time. And I think that what they call a marriage in the eyes of the public probably would not be conducive to continue in that scenario because it's unhealthy. It's toxic. You know, it is grown to a place where it's not beneficial to all parties involved. Yes, they have children, but it's not a marriage. It's not a working relationship. There's nothing that can be accomplished by them being together. So when you see examples of those type of marriages, then people that are single and dating are involved with somebody, it's like, what do we have to look for if we get involved in this relationship called marriage or take this relationship to a marriage and then things don't gel? They're supposed to solidify, come together and become as one, but then they're not. You know, then the differences that people have begin to draw war lines. You know, you got your side to battle for, and he has his side to battle for, and now you got a conflict and you got a war going on. And wars have always existed in marriage. And I used this scenario on one of my shows that my grandparents fought when they were married. My grandfather did his thing. My grandmother did her thing. But yet they came together, stayed together for the sake of the family. So to kind of summarize what I'm saying is that we don't have a shiny example of a marriage today to be able to say, hey, I want that in my life or for my family to be able to strive for. You know, I think there are some, not all marriages are disasters. I look at the former president and the first lady, Michelle Obama and President Obama, and they have worked through their conflicts to be an example of a successful marriage. But there are twice as many unsuccessful marriages that they are successful. So I can understand why people have reservations, because they don't want to look forward to any of that. They don't want to be part of any of that, you know. So if you show me something that is successful and has an opportunity to be successful, then I can be like, oh, okay, I can do that. But when you keep seeing examples of things that are, oh, no, not so successful, then people are not going to want to step off into something like that, because, look, I can do bad all by myself. And I'm going to end it right there and yield the rest of the time back to the other panelists. Hello?
Check your mute, Kareem.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Dr. Ron Forrest, you have brought up a very important situation in that bad marriages are publicized. They are placed in front of us, you know, but the good is not broadcast. It seems like only the turmoil is broadcast. I want to now move forward to another guest we have, Imam Sahir Beya, Steve, let me find his number. If he would press one on his phone, there you are. Okay, Imam Sahir Beya, welcome to the Female Solutions. This is one of the imams here in St. Louis, very, very insightful, very hardworking brother. He works in with our youth, especially male youth. He's an excellent mentor, an excellent teacher, and an excellent example. Imam Sahir Beya, would you share your reflections, please, on the subject of aversion to marriage? Is that Imam Sahir Beya? Your phone may be on mute. I doubt it because I'm hearing background interference. Imam Beya. Okay, that may not be his number. Let me check the number once more. Okay. We have quite a few 314s here from out of St. Louis. But the number 314-449, if you are hearing me, please identify yourself, please.
This is everyone speaking now.
This is who?
Brother Noah.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Brother Noor. Thank you, Alhamdulillah. Hold on. I'm trying to locate Imam Sahir Beya.
Okay, I have 449. Okay. Cancel mine.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me see if I can locate Imam Sahir Beya. Imam Sahir Beya, if you are with us, press one on your phone. If not, we shall move forward. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Oh, there he is. He was here and clicked off. Imam Sahir Beya, would you please press one on your phone? I will unmute your mic. Imam Sahir Beya, if you are with us, press one on your phone. I will unmute your mic. No, that may not have been him. Okay, well, unfortunately, he's running a little late this morning, and we'll move the broadcast forward. You know, let me lend some commentary to this subject matter. From what I'm seeing, from where I'm sitting,
I believe we have a trust deficit. We have a trust deficit among each other. Dr. Ron, he mentioned that marriage is not the same as it was years in the past. For we know that it has been watered down, devalued, de-emphasized. That's why I habitually sometimes, and I try to do this regularly, to put a prefix in front of marriage, the sacred bond of marriage, the sacred bond of marriage. Now, if you can find me in Scripture where it is allowable for the male to marry the male, show me that Scripture, or the female to marry the female. This is a sacred bond. This is a sacred institution. It is called a sacrament, a sacrament. So when we remove the sacredness of this bond, when we remove the author of the sacred bonds of marriage, Imam De Lacy Umar alluded to, which is correctly, a mate that is God conscious, a mate that is God fearing. With that comes an accountability for our behavior. Too many young men have seen distrust and bad behavior in marriages. There have been occasions whereby someone's uncle was married and things occurred. You know, if a young man witnesses or sees a woman being unfaithful in her marriage, you know, now they have a language now that they are utilizing on social media. My side in. And males are using a term, my side piece. It's becoming in vogue, as if that's just something that just naturally happens. So we what has been displayed before us, they show the celebrity marriage, that show Married on First Sight and all of that. That is orchestrated. That is orchestrated to continue to devalue the sacredness, the sacred bond of the male to the female and the female to the male. What will strengthen the trust factor is that each party, each member in that bond, that they realize the sacredness of their partner too, the importance of their partner, and that God will hold you accountable for what you do. So the de-emphasis, this is not just a government procedure that we go to. You know, you go down to the court. Well, alhamdulillah. But in your mind and in your soul and in your spirit, you should be aware that you are partaking in a union that is sacred. And it is a trust. God has entrusted that person, that soul with you. And you will be judged as to how you treat that soul that you have connected with. So we must strengthen the trust side of the sacred bonds of marriage. There have been some horror stories of individuals being married and they decide to divorce and they battle over the property, and whoever ends up ruined, financially ruined, and they never recover. Our youth see that. They see that and they say, man, I don't know. Uncle so-and-so never recovered, man. I mean, he was doing
fine. Or he's an aunt so-and-so. He left her, boy, and she struggled, I mean. So when we leave that sacredness out of the sacred institution of marriage, then there is a rejection of what Almighty God has provided for us as a protection, as a protection and a cover and a vehicle for prosperity. Man can only grow as far as what he aims at. If a man has a family, his aim is to provide for the for that family, which increases his efforts of investment, of work, productivity, and he grows. But if we are just left to our single individual self, you can only grow as far as your interest. And if yourself is just interest, that is the limit of your growth. So we have this sacred institution has been under assault a long time. And now it is truly under assault. We must reinstitute the sacred connection. It's not just something that we do. It is a sacred obligation. And we shall be judged as to how we handle that trust, that which Allah has entrusted us with. We don't own our, we do not own our mate. Our mate is a trust. And so that trust deficit, let me not go on. I want to hear from our beloved DeLacy Omar concerning how can we correct, if I'm correct, how can we correct that trust deficit. Imam DeLacy Omar.
Brother, yes, before he speaks, we need to take a break and then come back. Yes, and then after he speaks, we also got a caller on the line. I believe, let's see, Kwame Sunhorse is on the line also. So we can take a quick break and come back and come to your panelists, and then I'll also open the mic for Kwame.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Master.
We'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima.
We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics. And we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African-Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Unmuted.
Okay. Let's see if my sister's back.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection. Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
right, we are back.
Alhamdulillah.
And watching Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We're back.
Okay. I want to. Okay, I definitely want to leave time for our guest, Brother Songhorst. He's a regular here on American Muslim 36 and the Female Solution. If
well, I'll open his mic.
Okay, I'll. Yes, ma'am. Please do.
All right. 706-202, Brother Kwame, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum to my family.
Wow.
And it's an honor. Go ahead. It's an honor to hear, you know, our men discussing marriage. But we got to look at the two words, a husband and a wife. And in the process of making a husband and a wife is training a young boy how to be a husband and training a girl how to be a wife. These are the things that are losing in our societal ways. Because when you take the word and put it together, and you know me with wordsmithing, a husband is the H is honoring, and in that word is also us. Honoring us, banding together. That's what he does. Is when a man asks a woman to come and band with him, can bring them together as a union, because the woman, if accepted, because that's what a wife does. It's a woman, if she accepts that man's proposal to be banding together to build another nation. That's the union of marriage, is that banding together a male and a female to bring about building the two families, because this is what it was in our culture once upon a time. You married families. You didn't marry just the woman or the man. You married into families. And the families unified to make a stronger bond of people. And so what we're seeing now is this individuality. We used to be a community, a collective, and communicators. Now we've taken on the individuality of me first and whoever else is later, and terminologies that just gratifies one need. And so we have to look at how we define and raise our children, because in training young boys, that's why we had rites of passage for males and females, in teaching the young boy how, when he comes into adolescence of providing, protecting, and professing to a woman. And then it used to be that you had to meet the family. The young man would meet the family of the person and ask permission of the father, because who is she looking at as being the first man in her life is her father. But we have the absence of fathers. We have a media portraying the gender roles as being the same sex as they are. So we've got some real serious things going on, because what we're looking at is gendercide. And what they're looking at is how can we eliminate if we don't let them produce. And that's a form of genocide by the United Nations definition. So I'm grateful that we're having this discussion, but we have to look at what does it really mean. When you're honoring us as a husband, you have to honor us banding together as a man. When you ask a woman if she will accept you in her life with her family, those are the key things that we have to look at, those two words, husband and wife.
Yes, sir, I agree. You know, there's a given a definition. There is a process called husbandry. Looking in any dictionary under the term husbandry, and it is alluding to those that, and this is not a lowering of the status of family,
It's husbandry is the responsibility of raising cattle, of raising cattle. It's called husbandry. And we know the caretaker of that group tends to the needs of that collection of cattle that he has. It's called husbandry. And also there is mating that transpires. He oversees the birthing of the young calves. So these are responsibilities that come along with that word husband. But I return back to, if we disconnect from the spiritual connection, you know, we say, I took my vows and I committed. I took my vows in front of family, friends, and I vowed to her. Well, you know, we are human, and sometimes we don't keep our commitments to one another. In some cases, we do. We do. But when we are taking our vows in the sacred bond of marriage, we are making that commitment to he who created that institution. I vow, I'm committed to be what you have designed me to be, a husband and a father, regardless to any outward circumstances. I'm taking a vow to you, O Lord, that I shall function and operate in the design that you have designed for me. If we keep those sacred connections, then I believe that is a stronger bond than being committed to another flesh and blood person. Now, I'm not saying that that is not important. That is important. You are committing yourself because they are turning their life over to you, and you are turning your life over to them. But there has to be a sacred connection with that vow, a sacred connection with that commitment. So that is my suggestion toward inshallah, creating stronger bonds in the sacred bonds of marriage and stemming the divorce rate, and also making interested those that have an aversion may take a second look and say, well, this is how I grow. I want to hear, we got about 10 minutes left. I want to hear from Imam Delacy. Omar Phillips, if you would, please. Assalamu alaikum. Imam Delacy, Omar Phillips.
Well, alaikum assalam. Peace and blessings. Thank our dear brother for bringing up those important points. And husbandry also is also used in the plant, where you're actually cultivating the growth of plants. But I think one of the things that can be looked at in relation to that is cultivation itself. You know, if we can cultivate healthy families and create a model for our young men and women to look at of family working. You know, working family, so to speak, as our previous Dr. Forrest said earlier about President Obama, Michelle Obama. They were a good example of a couple in the White House, had national visibility. And, you know, clearly the couple was in love with each other, supporting each other, and they had grandmother in the White House. What over helping with the children, so that picture of family, that model picture of family, I think we got to work a little harder
to overcome the obstacles, and at least we as people in the media, we're going to need to work hard highlighting success, not so much looking at what is failing, but we should be letting what we want dictate what we don't want. So we want healthy families. So let's find healthy families to highlight. Let's put emphasis on healthy families. And also cultivating our young men. I wanted to hear from Lance, here. He works with young people. I really was interested in hearing his voice on this topic. But he works with our young men. You know, we need to have the heartbeat of what's going on with our young men, and start to show them a better picture, And the last comment, a week or so ago, we were talking about, at least on the Female Solution, the discussion was on biological timing of, when do you start to train the young people to take responsibility for themselves? You know, that Ron, our dear brother mentioned rites of passage. We have to revisit that. You got to really revisit rites of passage, where we have certain periods where we expect certain results from our young adults, but they are young adults. They are not children still. You know, when they reach puberty and they're able to create life, they're young adults. So we have to make them aware that now it's time to be a little more serious, a little more cautious about your life, and certainly encourage healthy families. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful advice. Praise be to Allah. The cultivation is important. We turn back to Dr. Ron Forrest. If you would share with us, please, your insights, your reflections, please.
And Kareem, before Dr. Ron Ford speaks or after he speaks, you have Joe from Montana. You may have a moment to speak, perhaps, before we close after Dr. Ron Ford.
Okay. And Dr. Ron, your mic is open. Take your phone off of mute. Dr. Ron? Okay, Naima, we'll move forward with that guest on your board from out of Montana. We look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. Joe from Montana, your mic is open. Go right ahead.
Okay. So the topic of the show that I had seen in the description page is, why do men have an aversion to marriage? Are you still on that topic?
Not just
or
men.
Are you talking?
Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's
okay.
Not just men. It is the institution, period. Even the women are stating an aversion to marriage. Yes, sir, if you would, please.
Okay. So you want to find out, I don't know how many people have spoken about the perspective from a man, from a man's point of view, but have you? Has anybody come to a consensus?
That's fine.
Okay. Well, you kind of answered the question. In the description page, you also had divorce rates. That's a very strong motivation not to get married. Nowadays, if a man is successful, he's kind of an idiot if he gets married. Firstly, the women, as you talked about, a lot of women don't want to get married, and if they do, they're getting married for the wrong reasons. So men, being aware of this, they don't want to give up their assets simply because an institution has been carried down from generation to generation. So men, naturally, are going to avoid whatever is going to take away half their assets. And marriage takes away half their assets when it ends up in divorce. And the divorce rates are about 53% first-time marriages and even higher for two-time losers. So that would be the number one reason. Otherwise, marriage would be great if men and women can get along and know how to treat each other the way that they should treat each other, then there wouldn't be as many divorces, and men and women would be happy with each other. But since they're not, and men know that the institution of marriage is a long, long, a worn-out institution, they're not getting married.
It's not worn out so that's yet. It's not worn out.
Well, not completely. There are people who do want to get married, but that's okay. If the man and the woman are making about the same amount of money, usually the money is the number one priority in a woman's mind for marriage, regardless of what anybody else says. But if a man's making, for example, $250,000 a year and she's making about $75,000, it wouldn't be worth it for him to marry somebody like that. Because after a while, I mean, not after a while, instantly, at the day of the wedding, all she has to do is say, I do, and immediately half his assets belong to her. So it isn't worth it for a man to get married nowadays.
Is my mic
yes,
open?
Thank you. Excuse me?
No, I was asking, was my mic open? Because I wanted to ask Joe a question.
Okay.
Joe, you still on for Montana?
Yes.
Hello? What?
Yeah. Your mic's both still open. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The question is, if that was reversed, if the woman was making $200,000 and the man was making $75,000, would he want to be with a woman that makes more money than him?
Well, if he wouldn't, why wouldn't he? Are you talking about the male ego wouldn't want to marry a man making $75,000, wouldn't want to marry a woman who's making $150,000?
I'm saying if a woman is making $200,000 and a man is only making $75,000, would that be the same scenario that you just said?
It depends upon the man.
Oh, okay.
We only got about a minute left before we go.
Yes, that's right. That's what I was going to say. We are grateful to all of you that have taken part in this conversation. I have about 90 seconds before I must transition to the upcoming broadcast that follows this broadcast. I must leave the air. Now, I've just been informed 60 seconds. So, Naima, peace be unto you, and have a blessed Ramadan, my sister.
Likewise. Peace be unto you as well. And women, if you'd like, you can stay on for a few minutes of an after show to analyze what we've heard. And we'll be still on after the closing, so stay with us.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez, Kenya,
Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
After show, we've got a couple of men who want to make some comments, and I'm going to bring in our sisters, and we're going to give them a chance to listen to what they heard and give some thoughts. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Maika, your mic is open. Joe from Montana said that the financial issues of divorce is what is a major thing. That's what I have seen. Divorce has been a devastating event in many, many men's lives. And as a result, they have often decided they don't want to try that institution again. So, what do you think about that in terms of perhaps being one of the main reasons that people have decided not to get married? You know, in the old days, women were not allowed to divorce men, but men were allowed to divorce women. So a woman would have to stay in a marriage no matter how bad it was, no matter how abusive it was. She couldn't leave. But then things changed once women got their own money and were able to hire lawyers and get divorces. It's like the divorce rate increased, and then you have more women judges, and often the decisions in those divorce cases, I've seen where men are left at a major disadvantage. And I don't know if it's because there's an attempt to equalize things, whereas before women would really be left kind of destitute sometimes. So it's sort of a hostile situation, and there's this war between men and women when it comes to an ending relationship. And so divorce becomes a battleground, and it's never pleasant. But what do you think about that? Is there a better way we could, I don't know, say prenuptial agreements, or is there a better way we could have a contractual arrangement where we already spell out if we ever decide to part, this is how we're going to do it, and we won't need any legal interference in terms of the law? Do you think people are mature enough to be able to do that at the outset of a relationship, to say, you know, this is our contract, this is how the contract would be dissolved if we choose to part ways, we don't need to call any lawyers, we can just handle it ourselves? So, Maika, do you think people are at that level of maturity that they could do that? Check your mute. Maika, are you with us? Check your mute. Your mic is open. Mama AZ, you with us? Your mic is open. Well, not sure if their mics are working. I'm going to open up Robert Kwame, Sunhorse. I've opened your mic.
Greetings.
Are you with us? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I think they might be maybe have stepped away from their phones. But do you think, because divorce is a really painful situation, do you think people are mature enough to remove the legal system from their family affairs and come up with a contractual agreement when they marry, which spells out how the relationship will be dissolved equitably and fairly, so that if they should make that decision, they could actually carry it out without having to call lawyers and go to court and all of that. Do you think people have that level of maturity to be able to do that, to remove the pain of the ending of a relationship should it happen?
Well, and that's an excellent question, because I did the same with my last marriage, and we found that, well, we were unevenly yoked. We got one attorney. We made an agreement as to how much we would divide up, and we paid that one attorney, and we divorced, and we're still friends. Because of the union did not work of doing that, the part that began was we were friends in the beginning, and I chose to see if we could merge our lives together, merge the families together. And the families were, one was a religious backing of what she followed, and mine was a spiritual backing what I followed. And eventually it did not pan out, but we raised our two children together, and we co-parented those children. And so what we had was a relationship that we still have now, because the family still communicate and we still come together in family gatherings. It's honoring that person that you choose to do, because prenuptial agreements and saying, you can't have this or you don't get my property if we divorce, then why are you coming together with the person?
Right.
Because you want that Barbie doll, or you want that prestige of being in the limelight with that person. That's not a marriage. That's just your wanting to be that which is not within you.
That's interesting. So, Minister Robert Floyd Plum, I'm opening up your mic. And what are your thoughts? Do you think people could be mature enough to make their own agreements in a contract and stick to it and abide by it should the relationship fall apart, as opposed to having to go to court, get a lawyer, or get two lawyers battling it out and sue each other for everything they've got and end up enemies? Do you think people have the maturity to be able to, you know, keep the law out of their business more or less, and if they decide to marry, have their own private contract, it states how things are going to be dissolved if they choose to part ways? Do you think we're ready for that kind of a situation? What are your thoughts on that?
Shalom, Yassalom. Assalamu alaikum. Happy Ramadan, sister. Naima.
Best Ramadan to you, brother.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you and the Female Solution. Yes, my first wife, we departed. However, she didn't challenge me in that way. We didn't put a legal court, you know, situation where she was against me and I was against her. But I did personally get divorced from her, and she did not challenge that divorce in a legal, court system. She knew that I was capable of doing my duty towards taking care of my daughter. I really am. One daughter by her, and as a result, we still remain friends. And even though she was my wife, even when she departed, you know, she departed as Lolita Darlene McGill Clark, and that's the way, you know, she's spiritually, you know. So I like what Brother Kareem had mentioned, you know, about the spiritual connection. I would like to add this, you know, to the conversation. God's will only. I think that is the real essence of the supremeness that we should have, which is respect. If God says to honor God, to honor your father and your mother and the elders. So I think that we did our relationship in a honorable way, you know, even though I legally got the divorce, but yet, you know, we remain friends, you know, in spite of the process. And then I had it announced in the newspaper that I had legally, you know, filed for a divorce, and she just did not challenge that divorce, you know, in another legal way. However, you know, I went on my way, and I managed to stay married to my next wife in a spiritual way, because I believe, you know, the best part is the human being that got respect for, you know, the other human being, and they both have respect for each other, where it can be amendment type of a relationship. Even though they get a divorce, the amendment would be to correct, you know, the wrong that each perhaps have made, but because it's always a two-sided way. But I seen my grandmother, I seen my father. My grandmother and grandfather was married for over 50 years. My sister and her husband was 50 years plus. And I seen myself 30 plus years, and I seen my father and my mother 40 plus years. So, you know, I do believe in the institution of marriage, and I would strongly still encourage brothers and sisters to marry up, because it's in the Word, and the Word is with God, and God is the major supreme ideology type of concepts that we should really respect and build our life and our families around. Thank you very much.
But thank you so much. I appreciate you, Minister Robert Floyd Plump, and thank you so much, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, for your words. And this has been the after show, and we just wanted to give a few minutes of reflection on what we heard. Maika, Mama AZ, do you have any thoughts before we go? Well, all right. Well, we thank all of you for listening in and joining in on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And join us tomorrow. We will be right back here with Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Friday, join us for Health and Well-Being with Viata. Thank you so much. And you can always hear the shows in the archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. So until tomorrow, continue to shine your light.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.